This is St. Louis Public Radio. After a Minneapolis police officer killed George Floyd on May 25th, protests against police brutality popped up in familiar places throughout the St. Louis region. But marchers also took to the streets in new locations, including multiple times in St. Charles County. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman takes a look at what the expanding geography of protest might mean for change. This is St. Louis Public Radio. After a Minneapolis police officer killed George Floyd on May 25th, protests against police brutality popped up in familiar places throughout the St. Louis region. But marchers also took to the streets in new locations, including multiple times in St. Charles County. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman takes a look at what the expanding geography of protest might mean for change.
18-year-old Ryan Staples found himself watching the news a lot in the days after Floyd's death, and he was bothered by what he heard.
You know, protesters being called thugs, protesters being called rioters and looters.
Staples was a leader during his 4 years at Fort Zumwalt West High School in O'Fallon, Missouri. He was a captain of the school's track and cross-country teams and president of Cultures in Action.
So I kind of just, you know, decided I'm going to put a protest together to show that, one, there is real change. And two, that it's not a police versus black person thing. It's, you know, an injustice versus humanity thing.
Staples and his friends were expecting maybe 300 people to show up. Instead, they got about 2,000, as 17-year-old co-organizer Jalen Thompson recounted on St. Louis on the Air.
We stopped in front of the police station to have our little talks. We all talked about things. And as you turned around and looked down the street from where we had turned, you still saw more and more people coming.
The turnout in O'Fallon inspired three recent graduates of Fort Zumwalt South High School to organize their own protest in neighboring St. Peter's. 19-year-old Kayla Broussard says she wanted residents to understand that racism exists in their small town.
It doesn't have to be you calling somebody the M-word or, you know, shooting them with a fire hose. It can be very subtle and mean a lot to the person that you're talking to.
Floyd's death was far from the first of a black man at the hands of police. But others, including Michael Brown's in 2014, failed to spark widespread mass action in places like St. Charles County. While the county is still 90% white, it got more diverse between 2010 and 2019. But Tyree Thomas, who grew up in St. Peter's and graduated in June from Missouri State University, says the video of Floyd's death was a more important motivator in the current protests.
You could have organized a protest, but it wouldn't have been anything like we've been experiencing, just mainly because of the skepticism around, you know, what really went down that day with Michael Brown. Back then, people were still kind of masking their true feelings when it comes to police brutality.
Organizing marches in cities where they aren't common is important, says Candace Eidelberg. She's a sociology professor and the director of the Social Justice Institute at Harris Stowe State University.
It's different watching something on TV versus having a protest at your local grocery stores or infiltrating your street.
But she says white supporters who are motivated to join the protests need to understand that while marching is good, it's just a first step.
What we know about a lot of our white allies in a systemic racist system is that they are offered a lot of the seats that we'll never be able to sit at. And they see a lot of the things that we would never be able to see.
Those conversations don't have to be big panels at the national level, Eidelberg says. In fact, it's better to start local. The young St. Charles organizers seem to have reached the same conclusion. While the protests have slowed down, they are meeting with elected officials, political candidates, and educators. Staples, who helped plan the O'Fallon protest, is excited to be able to vote.
We got to vote for people who are going to put policy in to save black people from this cycle of race, of systemic racism. Start defunding the police, you know, and educate young black youth. Don't make education about property taxes.
Policy change is hard work, Eidelberg says, but the aftermath of policy change is often harder.
This will be getting tougher. Even reform efforts are going to take constant surveillance. We cannot forget that.
Just changing a policy, she says, cannot erase centuries of racism. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.